20 years on the highway, I listen to all kinds of radio shows.
What's the difference? Sorry, I know the line. I just can't remember.
I can't think of the guy's name, but he used to
Andy Rooney.
Is that who it was?
Yeah.
Yep. He used to do a radio show, and he would end a radio show, and now you know the rest of the story.
At least what Hollywood's willing to publicize at this point.
Yeah, it would be some story, you know, not like a mainstream story, but just something kind of low key. And then he would just throw some commentary on it. He'd do a little bit of research and go, and that's the rest of the story.
Yeah. I actually got Paul Harvey used that too.
That's cool. Well, does anyone know why I ask someone's very specific to say goodnight every time we end an episode? Where that comes from?
No clue.
No.
George Burns used to say goodnight, Gracie.
Mm-hmm.
Cigar wielding, really old, used to play God and the Devil. Say goodnight, Gracie, right? And I would, whoever was relevant in a scene, I would ask that particular character. I've been doing it like forever, and I just assume you guys knew it because you guys would lean in and like, goodnight, you know, fine, goodnight. You know? Anyway, point being that the classics never die. There's a way to pay them homage and rehash them tonight. Just like we are here in We Shot First, going out live to twitch.tv/GMscut. We are on my Steam page. We are on a Chinese website called DLive, which is their Twitch. We're everywhere. We're on Twitter right now. Hi. Actually, Twitter's doing really good for us. We have a lot of people peek in on Twitter lately, so thank you for that. And if you leave comments, this software is supposed to dial them all back to me here, but not necessarily there. I see Gammonites in the house. Shout out to our number one fan, Coop, the man who loves to haunt wherever we want to lurk, and we do appreciate his company. And thank you for watching and listening. When last we left, our heroes. I just love calling them that. Yeah, sure. A disgruntled Padawan, a broken down PTSD. Am I saying that right, Frank? Post-traumatic stress suffering sniper.
Yeah.
Private world security. That's it. Elderly gentleman. A few new faces and few new characters. But you know who isn't here tonight? The star of our show.
What are you talking about? I'm right here.
I mean, the support. Yeah, sorry. You could probably be leading lady, I guess. But...
Ouch.
Wow.
No, we're all here in the house. Let's go around the house playing our leading lady. I mean, playing the guy wearing the makeup. I mean, the most powerful guy in the room. And we haven't even given him a lightsaber yet. Mr. Aiden Willems is in the house.
Hello.
We have... That's funny. All Matt did was flash his teeth and smile, and he stole the camera view on you. How did you do that?
magic, Jeff.
Seriously, goddamn bastard. What he is.
Watch the video. It's like you just see Matt grinning while you say hello. It's like ventriloquism at its best.
It's just one of my many skills.
Yes, while Ferris Leader has finally showed up in his Wookiee onesie. His Wookiee onesie? Can you say that six times real fast, Matt?
Wookiee one? No, not six.
We have diehard Star Wars fans. King of First, shout out to one of our Discord lurkers, was asking very politely when we were going to start. We couldn't start because you were doing what, Mr. Witt? Were you raiding? Were you napping?
I was napping.
Busted.
I sent him 20 invites and they were declined. Did they time out or did you just kind of like, no, clink. Anyway.
No, I probably just auto did it.
Ryan Messina's in the house tonight. Giving you the sideways finger. I guess that's how he feels about you holding us up.
No, that's just the world in general.
And if he's here at any given moment, the fight could go really, really, really bad because the guy has a jetpack and could get from the ship to here really quickly. All you gotta do is call him with a comm, but I don't think we're at DEFCON 4 just yet. Playing something a little different. Haas, the pilot, is on the ship, but Joe Gibson's in the house playing his new Gand, Bug Boy. What was your name again?
I know you have a hard time with it, but Vabishmol.
Vabishmol.
Can you say that?
I just said it. Vabishmol.
Six times fast.
I'm sorry. There's an olive in my Vabishmol, waiter. It's easy. Okay. Making or continuing his. I really don't want to call Corey amateur because he's a gamer and a gaming spirit and a lot of fun for like 20 odd years playing war games on Around the Table with us. We just haven't had him in front of camera and we haven't had him with an actual D20 despite all the other things he does in several years. But now, to make up for lost time, he's grown two extra arms so he can roll as many dice as possible. playing the red cap Razzmatazz. No, wait a minute. Playing Ramagiligar, the Kodruji. Is that the name of your race?
Yes, sir.
Kodruji. The Kodruji. Four on people. Now,
evening, ladies and gentlemen.
When we last left our heroes, I'm not going to bother pulling up a cantina. I really want the idea. We've been pushing minis and grids, and you know, shout out to Devin Knight. His artwork's really great. I'm just going to leave the Galactic Mac up, and you guys can ask me to be as descriptive as possible. But we're finally going to grant Ryan his wish and stay theater in the mind for a complete combat and see how you like it. See how we like it. So, calling up my battle track to play right over top. To play right over top of the you know, the ambient club music. Okay. We have a V formation of half a dozen disgruntled miners. And I don't mean kids on their cell phones. I mean guys that dig in the dirt. Have a lovely shot of what could be considered Boromir, the planet. Nice desert planet with lots of holes from digging in it. Behind me here on our YouTube channel, which you can check out later at Rollmongers Podcasting Network on YouTube. In case you miss our live show, you can always see the video there. Or any podcatcher, I'm telling you, we are everywhere. I believe we had a card table. And our victor was just leaning back, sensing trouble, putting two of his forearms in his back pockets, going for some sort of weapon. We had the Gand in the corner getting ready. We had the ever alert when he is in his own mind. Old man's in, taking the latch off of a gun or two. We got Rahul in the middle of everything. But popping up like a freaking force-using daisy between us and them, bloop, is Poser Sham, the Jedi. So I'm going to have you guys pull up your sheets and roll for initiative. Find the magic button near the top of your sheet. Because this game doesn't run off of perception. It runs off the good old stop the clock for initiative. Oh, you know what? I should pull up the actual tracker. I'll give you that at least.
We also need minis to click on to add our turn order on.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll just go with the, like I said, go with the...
Holy...
I got a natural initiative. 1 for a 33.
What?
What?
How?
So, yeah, my initiative is 13 because I'm both trained and have it, focused on because I'm a Syrian. And if I roll low, I can re-roll it.
Well, obviously you don't need to. 33, like I said, before anything goes down, dude's like, boop! So the rest of you guys, what have we got here? We got 12 for Rahul. We got Ramagiligar at 11 right behind him. We'll even have Merrick, because like I said, if you guys are on the comms, you know, call him up. Don't be shy. I want you to picture a cantina that's made from storage containers, where the walls have been welded out and re-welded to make sort of a glam Mad Max, couple holes in the walls, you know, windows that are just that oily reddish drape blowing through, holding out a little bit of sand and dust. There's red dust sand spilling in the door, and the actual door themselves squeak and moan terribly so everyone can look when somebody comes in. Those guys didn't come in, you know. The tables themselves are those giant cable spools, only they're made of metal instead of wood, like college furniture, okay? The bar itself is a smaller container for machinery. And then they've just added people, drinks, cups, containers, distillery. You know, this is really like a pop-up, portable, you know, rundown dive of a cantina. You can't take more than a 5-foot step in any direction without running into a person, a chair, or a table. It's tight. But not so really difficult to move around if you just want to, like, flip over a table or just move through a guy. So, what do we got for the rest of you guys? Merrick.
29.
Zin.
15.
And Vabish.
12.
So, starting with Aiden popping up, I believe if you could redo the dialogue.
So, seeing these guys enter and them, you know, beelining it towards, you know, Rahul and our new companion, I get up to intercept and be like, is there something I can help you with? There's a meeting going on.
The guy looks left at his buddies and looks at you. He says, I'm sorry, princess. You're in the way. I have business of my own. with that bloke right there, in case you didn't hear me the first time. Move. Sorry, going down, like, you're trying to engage him in conversation. Now, have you got a power up and running? Is there anything you want to
try?
I
do not have a power up and running, but I do want to use a talent.
Okay.
It is called Adept Negotiator. As a standard action, you can weaken the resolve of one enemy with your words. Target must have an intelligence of 3 or higher. You must be able to see, hear, and understand.
Okay. Well, right now you're buying time, so let me go once around the room while everyone's shifting, watching, reaching, you know, before you lay into this guy. Because it's not like he grabs you or shoves you right now. He's just warning you. So yeah. After 33, we're down to Merrick, who's, you know, sitting there having a sandwich, cleaning his gun, sitting in the lounge of the ship, you know, do-do-do-do-do-do kind of thing. And then we're down to Zin, I believe, at 15.
I am just going to lean back, grab the Widowmaker, and just kind of lay it across the table to make sure it's pointing towards the direction of those guys, and just kind of rest my hand on it, but not, you know, not overly threatening, just kind of intimidating.
Yeah.
That, you know, if stuff goes sideways, that somebody may, you know, get a new bullet hole in them.
Now, I don't know if you can see this, but if you check the bottom left of the video feed, Zin is the character front low in the brown sort of mesh camo, and his gun, he's got the stock up like this, and the gun goes off screen on purpose, so you just don't know how long the barrel is, which I love. Like, the artist, like, didn't ask how big his gun. So I'm just curious, like, is there a detachable barrel? Like, it is a sniper, so we're assuming there's a notable rifle barrel on it. How long are we talking?
It's probably a good, 40-inch barrel.
Okay.
So, you know, butt to stock, it's probably 4 feet, 48
okay.
inches.
Okay. So it is notable that you're, you know, you pull it off and just, poof, you know.
Oh, yeah. The thing is huge.
Yeah, there's that one gun, the Stormtrooper, that always had the big orange patch and Tatooine, the stupidly long-barreled gun walking around, right? Now, I think that's a 56-inch gun, but you get the idea. Like, if this guy puts on his back or slings it, it's noted, right? So, and this is what you want. You're not trying to do this subtly. You are trying to send a message.
Oh, yeah, I am absolutely trying to send a message.
Okay.
And that message is behave yourself.
Sure. Do we have intimidate? Persuade. Persuasion. You know.
Persuasion? Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll make that roll.
Now, this, we'll take it as a buffer for, people are going to, whatever mood shifts from the side of the room, you're kind of backing it, right? Mm-hmm. Like what he said.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Or are you just trying to make...
I'm not trying to prevent conversation. I'm trying to keep it civil.
Yep. No, I got you.
So 21 on persuasion.
All right.
Oh, that's perception.
Oh, whoops. My bad.
I see every nook and cranny. Oh, 21%.
Same thing.
How does he do it?
Right. Oops. I double rolled. My bad.
Yeah. I got two screens in front of me here, and I keep forgetting to do the viewer screen to lock it up. Down here, you know, let's zoom in good old Bandimir. Good old Bandimir in the center of your screen here. The planet behind me. Message received for anyone that's paying attention to you. Now, we had Rahal approach a card table that was in the corner that actually has Ramagiligar at it. You guys are just kind of fanned out around the room. This wedge of guys kind of comes in and splits you guys up. So... let's say, from your perspective to me, okay, I'm the bartender. Here's the bar. The door comes in. The room pans left around the side of the bar, and that corner is where we have Rahal, the card table, Ramagiligar, right? The guys have come straight in, pushing anybody that you want, if you want to be left or right of them, and have turned, facing on an angle, and fanned out in the center of the room, towards that table. All the tables that are in the center and the sides, right? People have gotten up and just kind of moved out of the way, you know? That kind of thing. Made some room, emptied a couple tables in their path, right? Now, on our side, right off the corner of the bar, we have Poser, who's popped up and confronted the leader. Zin, are you in the corner where I had the Gand? And, like, at that table, one of those tables? Because, like, we had an adjacent table that Matt sat everybody at. Is that where that table is, guys? Or were you guys on, like, the far side of the room?
No, we were adjacent to
right.
The
okay, so you're
table.
Here. Yeah. Okay. So you guys are here, right? So they're literally beside you guys. Your table is there. So you're okay. You're a perfect view. It's great. Okay. Just trying to bring myself and everyone into this theater of the mind. So, you know, it's hard not to notice the guy right on your right of the wedge of goons drops his rifle. Got it. Okay. So now we have at 12.1, at 12.14, Vabish in the corner, where you can see everything. On your left, it's the wall of the door. On your right, it's the wall that goes straight past the new guys and to your guy who you're supposed to, you know. And then the bar and everybody's out kind of in the middle of you. What are you doing there, Vibish?
I will slowly wake my way over to the group of miners.
Okay.
Gently pushing people aside.
Okay.
Just getting closer.
Are you looking to come up on the last guy in the V-wing, like a flank, or are you going to come right up to the leader where Poser is?
Nope, I'll come up on the flank.
Okay. Okay. So just casually double move, taking your time, move some squirreling around there. Excuse me, pardon me.
Yep.
Okay.
No excuse, just get out of my way.
Yeah.
Out of my way.
The jukebox starts doing this, the song. Ooh, that smell. Smell of bugs surrounds you. Rahul.
Yep.
Okay. Something's going to go down. And this is a new role for Poser. You know, he usually, like, just looks at you, cue the band music, or, you know, makes himself scarce, or goes crazy with his axe and damages more furniture than people. For him to pop up and interpose himself, I don't... Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. In two seasons, has Poser ever, like, been the lead and just kind of went, hey, you know, like... No? It's a good look for you. It's a new look for you. You know, we're trying new things, you know. Obviously, that old geezer has been influencing you in terrible ways.
And I'll take advantage of his hold your role distraction. Jump on comms. Let Merrick know that something's going down here. Give him our location and also send a message to TP.
Okay. Want the ship out here? Like you're calling Haas and then letting Merrick know that he's going to be the jumper? Yeah. Or are you just saying, you know, get out here, fly out here, run out here?
I was not specific.
Okay. But if we're open calm, I'm just saying, like, you're asking Merrick, but the doctor, Haas... Everyone can hear this. You're on the open channel.
Sure. They hear it too, but I'm specifically asking for Merrick.
Okay.
And TP.
Okay. Sure. Message received. Giggity. And Merrick, TP immediately heads for the boarding ramp. You know, like he's going to hoof it out there. It took them like 30 minutes on speeder. This thing's just going to run.
He's standing outside the bar. Remember? I left him stationed out there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. I'm thinking Arthur was with you for a minute and that's right. Because you were asking how did he get by them, right? Okay. So something's about to go down, right? So he, you know. So you guys see the Gand coming through, and there's like a window, right? And you guys see TP slide in. Just kind of like the head and shoulders of this robot with the gun just looking in the window. You know, just like literally you guys can hear the audible clink of his chest plate hitting the window frame. King. And he just starts scanning the room. And any movement from you, Rahul?
I'll just kind of reach into my concealed holster and draw my blaster and set it on the table with my hand on it.
Okay.
As well.
Now,
I'll set it to stun because I don't want to kill anyone.
Okay, that's a swift action, by the way, but you still have that. Okay, so standard, you're giving orders. Move, you pull the gun, switch it over, and that would be you finished. Which leaves us with back to Ramagiligar. Now, we had left you reaching, expecting a visit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying there's like a surprise round you're acting in, but it's no surprise these guys come for you. You know what they want. And you already have your hands going back to what?
Well, I'm going to take my bottom hands, number 3 and 4, and surreptitiously reach in behind and draw my stun batons.
Okay. And you laying them on the table, or are you just getting them ready? Like under the table?
I'm just going to keep them sort of under just the edge of the table and be prepared to see what's going to happen next.
Okay. Now we have, with my whopping roll of 6... the bad guys, right? So a player decides, you know, whether they're intimidated. There's no PCDC in this that I know of. I can't force you to move or whatever, but he just warns you. So what they do is their wedge formation, they fan out to block. You know what I mean? So it's like they start moving themselves. One guy is actually moving closer to the Gand. One guy is just stepping away from the leader and is actually would be closer to your table with Zin. The other two guys, one closes the gap so there's no running past him between him and the bar, right? And the last guy kind of pivots and watches the door and the bar, like the people, like, what are you going to do about it? Like guarding their back kind of thing. But it's not on the Gand side. because they've got their other guy looking at it that way. So they fan out, and it looks like they're getting ready to do something. Which brings us back to the top with Poser. So, Poser, round two.
So, I'm going to, hands up. Gentlemen, please. There is a private meeting going on. As soon as we are finished with our business, you can conduct yours. If you try to interrupt it, however, things will not go well for you. I do not want that. You do not want that. They do not want that. Nobody here wants that. So please, sit down at the bar. Have yourself a drink and relax. And with that, I'm going to use my adept negotiator talent.
I liked how you're driving at home with the you don't want, we don't want, they don't want, she doesn't want, my cousin doesn't want. That's that was very good.
So, this is made against his will save. Natural 20 for a 34.
Nice. Okay.
Or will defense.
So if I if I fail, I move down the condition track, or if I fail, what happens? Because this isn't
you
one of those.
You move down the condition track one. This isn't mind trick. This is just, I'm good at talking.
Yeah,
to
it's intimidating. He's kind of shaking. He's losing his confidence, and it's affecting me psychologically and physically. So he drops down to one. Okay. Can you affect multiple targets, or are you just on the boss?
I'm just on the boss because these guys are lackeys. The boss backs down, they're most likely going to
die. All right. So there's. Yeah, that sounds logic. Poser, and then who was next? Merrick, right. Orders to.
I walk in through the door.
You're not that close. You're out of the ship. You're 40 minutes out.
I thought I was.
He took the security droid, not you. I sense another special elevator conversation coming up because it's the second time he's gone on an adventure without you.
Okay, so they're distanced away?
30, 40 minutes by land speeder.
Okay.
So either you can get Haas to fly
the ship.
You can take the ship, or you could fly there with your pack.
My pack isn't long range.
Well, it's that's right. It only does X amount of rounds. They don't have the
long range. That I know. But we do have a spaceship which is long range.
Okay. Well, I do remember Rahal asking Haas to have the ship ready to go. So, do you call up to Haas, or do you want to go up to Haas, or
no? So the comm.
Yep.
Haas.
Yes.
Do you have the location of Rahal?
Yeah, I guess I do.
Yeah, he told you where he was going because he's, if I call you.
Yeah. Would you like to get there?
Yes, no.
Okay.
I like how candid
hold on
is.
To something.
Yeah.
Very good.
Why do you always have to launch with a barrel roll? I just. This is not a wide T-1300. It's just roll the ship, right? It is a wide ship, though. The Katrok.
It's a turtle.
Yeah, the Katrok. Katrok? 720. Looks like a giant sea turtle. Awesome ship. I love the ship. Okay. So the, the Katrok's auxiliary repulsor lift engine fins swivel down, and we lift off, and the hull and everything comes up within the retracting gear and straight across. If you get this up to speed, or if you just want to go up and down, right? Like, a land speed of 40 minutes is like 3 minutes, like 5 minutes. Like, you're just like, woo, boom, hi! You will be there. But still, even if I could get you there in 2 minutes or 3 minutes, compared to turns, what's going on, the fight could be over. But cavalry is on its way.
We'll punch it then. Get there faster.
Yeah, sure. Can I have a piloting roll?
Sure, I'll take 10.
Okay. But you're doing something dangerous.
Am I?
Yeah, I thought you were do you want to punch it from the launch?
Sure.
Okay.
Had to get there quick. So.
Yep. Fuel lines are still hooked up and, all that bit.
34.
Okay, I'll say enough times.
35, sir.
Because you guys went shopping already, I'll say that you guys aren't technically hooked up to any kind of regeneration or power outlet, or you're just sitting there, kind of thing. And you have the engines warmed up because he said be ready to go. So you just blast out of there like a certain ship out of Mos Eisley. It's just woof, right? But three things happen. 35, awesome. He's up. He's out. It's beautiful. This little kid's yay on the horizon with Ewoks for no good reason. Okay, but it's noted. Whether it's today, tomorrow, Thursday, or around, if you're seeing any things, this giant turtle ship just flew out of there, the type of thing. Nothing like leaving your calling card. 35, he aces it, and he'll be there in 2.5 minutes. Moving down the track, who am I missing here? We just had Merrick at 29, which brings us back to, I believe it's, we have 15? Zin. These guys aren't getting hit, Zin. They're fanning out.
Let's see. Are prepared actions a thing in this game?
Yeah, you can prepare an action, I'm pretty sure.
All right. If somebody gets within striking range, I will kind of butt strike with the rifle.
Okay. So instead of laying on the gun, you just stand up at the table and lean over, grab the barrel, and boom, spin it around.
Yep.
Sure. Because there's a guy getting closer. You don't want to be getting closer, but he's getting closer.
All right. As soon as he gets close, he's going to taste his teeth.
Okay. And then we have... So you're holding for that. So that's going to... That would kind of go on there. So Zin, is remind me, Zin, your new initiative is going to be like 6 because it's going to drop to theirs.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So when I come back to you, remind me to skip you. Vabish. And then Rahal, you're on deck.
All right. I will continue walking to one of the...
Yep.
Miners.
Now, saying that these guys are moving, Zin stationary and the guy is getting close, this guy is suddenly moving towards you and you're moving at him, so it closes the distance, so he's there. You're there.
Right. I'll grapple.
Okay.
Go grapple check.
Yeah.
Sit.
Of 11. But unfortunately, my reflex actually is 11. It's like a dude in overalls. Like, our reflex actually is 11. Now, isn't there like a -5 to grapple?
Not for me.
Not for you, because you have the feats. Okay.
And when a successful grapple, I also do damage.
Oh, so it's like a grab and a twist? Like one of those pain pressure?
And then, yeah, because I have the trip feet. So
it's kind of like a cop takedown when you grab them by the wrist and throw them over the table like it's the hood of a cop car. Kind of like, and we're going to show your wrist to the back of your neck.
Yeah, pretty much.
Get off me, man! Okay.
So it says with when you do a grapple, you can use a whatever weapon. A light weapon, since... Yeah, which my hands.
The karate chop?
Karate chop.
Okay. All right. So you grab a hold of him and... Yeah. Or is it one of those shoulder, pull him into the gut shot? Something like that, right?
Just throw him on the ground.
Oh, okay. So you can grab and attack and actually trip all in one attack?
You'd have to ask the rules lawyers on that one.
I learned the feats, but I didn't learn how to stack them.
I defer to Joe on this one. He knows knows the character for grappling. I trust him on that.
I'm going to say he probably, the action of grappling does damage.
Yeah, but I don't think you get him down unless there's like a free trip. Do you have a, can you read us the feat at least?
Sure. Yeah. I have trip. I just got to find it.
Okay. Because if you get a free trip attempt like a wolf, then yeah. Otherwise, I could see you grabbing him with a success. I can even see the free damage. But the next attack next round might be the actual using the separate feat of tripping, right? Unless you've lined something that stacks. So
here, I got it. Trip.
Thank you.
Go ahead. If you succeed on grappling on a grappling attack, see page 153, and your opponent fails the opposed grapple check, it falls prone and its space and is no longer considered grappled.
Okay, so I need to oppose. Negatives. So what did you get? You got an 11. And I have to oppose you. With my 10 plus my bonuses. So yes, I actually oppose you. I beat your roll with a 13. So you grab a hold of me, but you don't throw me down.
Oh.
But you do manage to damage me.
Yep.
Okay. Now, since I oppose the check right off the bat, does that mean he has to re-grab me? Because you grab and go, hi, right? And he's like, get off me! You know, and now here we are, and you didn't get to pull him down. So I'll get you to look into that for a second while I move on to, because I think you're pretty much done. Well, you boys are looking into that. Where were we? Rahal.
Yes.
You're up, sir. Gun on the table. Switch to stun.
And I will, from my seated position, take aim on the leader and fire on him.
Poser's in the way, giving your leader a +5.
I took aim.
Well, yeah, tell me you're taking aim.
I did.
He's still aiming at the leader.
No. You're like, it was on the table pointing at a guy. That if you want the thing that negates the armor, you got to bring it up and look down the sights.
I said I will take aim on the leader.
Oh, okay.
And fire.
Sorry. Well, there's
because I'm from my seated position, I will take aim from the leader. So that's my movement to, you know.
Yeah.
So I will take aim and I will fire upon him.
I thought you meant taking aim, not taking aim.
Yeah. Okay. Here we are. With an attack of 16.
You see his notes that say pew, pew, pew. That gets me every time. No matter how many times it comes up. Pew, pew, pew. Okay, so for
and
it's half damage for energy. Yeah. Right now you have a 3d6 pistol. What do you have?
No, it's my heavy blaster pistol.
Okay, so you have a 3d8, okay? You switch it to stun, it does 2d8, and you take half of that. So your damage is actually set for a 3d8 roll.
So it was a 5 and a 2 for the first two.
Okay, so we'll take that. So that's 7. And then in half, rounded down, is 3. But the 3 comes off as a for lethal. And even though it's like, why is that a waste of a double?
And it should knock him down the condition track.
Actually, you just beat away at him, and when he hits 0, he drops to -5. Like, he just... It knocks him horribly down the track when he gets to the bottom. I was looking up stun stuff today. We were looking at... it's like 162 in the book here. We were talking about stunning. Sometimes, rather than knocking an enemy out, want to kill him, yada yada yada. If the stun damage reduces the target's current hit point to 0, the target moves -5 steps on the condition track and is knocked unconscious. Just whoop. If the stun damage before being halved equals to or exceeds the target's damage threshold, the target moves 2 steps on the condition track. But it didn't say anything about hitting him on the track, you know, up front. Just talks about having the damage, having it separate damage, and yada yada yada. So unless it's somewhere else, we'll just go with that for now. So, just quickly doing some math here with my bad guys. So I've got bad guy number one. Did you roll your actual damage, Joe, before we went off on grappling and your D4 plus?
No.
Okay, so I'll have that.
It's not D4.
Oh, okay. Because you have the martial arts feats, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll have damage from Joe. And this guy just took 3, and he's on his way down. Okay, so while we're getting those numbers, luckily they're all different opponents, so I can just move on. Rahal, 3.
Okay. Plus 6.
Okay, 9. Okay, so you gut punch him, and he feels it. You don't drop him, but, you obviously, he's pissing out blood through his kidneys thanks to you. And the other one gets the big... blue rings, type of thing. Stun! Carefully aiming high right over Poser's shoulder, using between the sight of your gun and Poser's cranium, his profile and shoulder, and you just catch it. Get stunned to the face! Takes those points of damage. After Rahal, we have... anybody? Did you do anybody lower? No. Yes, Ramagelligar, sorry. Ramagelligar, you are up, sir. Well, stuff's getting real now. People are unmuting their mics, and then they're punching people, and then they are doing what? Starting with unmuting your mic. There we go.
That might be important. There we go. How many opponents are left? Anybody not touched? Anybody coming directly towards me?
Well, actually, as far as guys that are towards you, there is a free guy that's on the other side of the leader. He's blocking right now, but yeah, he's moving up. He's clear. Let's put it that way. If you want a shot or something, or if you want to get up and move to him, but he hasn't, till their turn comes up, you don't know what they're going to do. They've fanned out. They've moved sideways, and that's why they're meeting people like Zinn and the Gand on the one side. One guy's guarding. One guy, and he's got a guy beside him, is the leader. Leader's taken some flack.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't moved up yet because it's not his turn, so.
For cause and effect.
Okay.
I am going to flip the table.
Okay.
And take 3 or 4 steps forward and make myself well known.
Okay. Oh, look at that. Look at that, Rahal. He just gave you a cover bonus. Right after your shot, you're like, pew, and then the table flips up right in front of you. But you're going to step out in front of it?
No, I'm just going to step up. I'm sort of going to follow the table along its way. I'm just going to flip it up, let it roll, and take 3 or 4 steps out into the group of everybody.
Okay, so when you say flip it up, I'm assuming it's on its side, not on like on its face. You're going to flip it up cover, or you're just going
to
like...
No, I just want to pick it up and flip it and throw it.
Oh, okay. So the top becomes the bottom. Like, it literally goes right over.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Cover bonus. Sorry, Rahal. I thought you meant, like, flip it up for cover, and then we're all hiding behind it, and then you step out, right? Covering Rahal. Okay, sorry. So you literally flip the table like, I don't want to play chess anymore.
That's right.
Okay. Now I remember why we stopped playing with you 30 years ago.
Oh, by the way, it doesn't reduce my dice damage, the stun. So instead of taking the 3, it's half of the damage. There's nothing about reducing dice. It's just half damage.
Oh, some weapons actually have like a stun damage listed. are like a dice less. So I was just going off of that. There might not be a stun setting on your heavy blaster pistol.
There is.
Is there?
Yeah.
It is 2d8, however.
It is 2d8?
Yeah.
It is 2d8. Blaster pistol, comma heavy. 3d8 normal damage, stun damage is 2d8.
Okay.
So where were you looking up saying it's not?
Oh, just I was just reading the stunning. It doesn't list it in the stunning specifically.
Oh, you were looking for where it said reduce a dice, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm going off of a chart that obviously Poser just found. Okay, no problem.
126 of the core rule book.
Thank you. I looked at that. Somebody didn't believe me. But no, I can understand Matt's error. He was looking at what I was actually quoting, so.
Yep.
Okay, that's a fine. No hard feelings. It's my job. Sorry, where were we? Right, table goes flipped. You sit, you stay. Okay, so as a single move action, you can rise with the legs and flip the table. So now you have either a move action or a standard left, and you just wanted to move up with it?
Yep, I just want to move up with
it. Okay, come right across the upside down table legs, and you're standing right behind Poser, or you move up beside Poser. So you've got...
Beside Poser.
Okay, and that would be in front of the spare guy that was blocking? Or,
yes.
Okay, gotcha. So you got your right side right at the bar. Guy in front of you, and right on your left is the leader and Poser. Okay, so double move, you're there. You got like a swift action left. You want to say or do anything? You move two moves, so you can't really attack, but if there's any... you said make yourself known. You have anything to say?
Yes, I want to holler out, somebody looking for me?
Oh, okay. Can I have that awesome Aussie accent that you were doing last time? You got the hat on. I missed the cigar and shades he had going already.
Oh, well, the shades are here. So
oh, okay.
Here.
Right,
left them on top of my hat.
Yeah.
You know, to signal my bodyguard.
Yeah, he's already making his way. You heard the oof.
Yeah, that's right. He's on his way. He's a good man.
Okay.
I don't know if I can produce an Aussie accent today.
Okay, that's fine. I was just making fun because I know you were testing one when we were playing last
yeah,
time.
I was.
Okay, so make yourself known. Somebody looking for you. And with the flipping of the bar, there is that proverbial moment. I'm not going to say it's going to cost anyone their round, but there's that proverbial moment where everybody goes, what? You know, because you make a big scene, right? I'd say it's effective of firing in the air, but, you know, everyone turns, you know, even the Gand and the guy, you know. So everybody stops. So it's our turn. So the leader is a little shaken. You know, the kid got in his face and knocked me down one. Just one, you know, but with a little less oomph and confidence in his voice, he still turns to you and says, yeah, you, I don't want to look, Poser's just funny looking, he's not scary looking. Yeah, you, you reneged on our deal, Gil, Agar, those power converters you sold us ain't worth scrap. We want our money back and interest. Kind of sliding away from Poser for the trouble you caused. Yeah, that's what we want. And the guys are all like, yeah, yeah. Someone looking at it like, dude, grow a pair. What happened to you? So they try, like I said, I can't really use intimidate checks and stuff in the game, like against players. So, you know, they're trying to be intimidating. But something's off with the leader a little bit. And that's a me. Now, Zin, your guy, you know, they moved out. Like, they're in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, do you want to recheck? Because dude's in range now. But all of a sudden, buddy flips the table.
If he definitely stepped closer to me,
yeah,
then yeah, he's getting legend.
Okay. So, that's awesome. So, all this goes down, flips the table. You looking for me? But yeah, we're looking for you. And then, this is what we want. And then you just hear, gack!
Let's see here.
The Ganon's in are having their own fight. Like, you know, we're 5 feet away. We're not part of this conversation. Just looking. It's all those cartoons where everybody stops. And there's always that one guy that's like, this tries to get the last hit. Sorry, go ahead.
All right. So, let's see here. I am assuming kind of the similar attack modifier.
For a club. Like swinging a club,
yeah.
The you know.
Yeah.
Now there's a penalty for using a weapon.
-5.
Thank you.
I've been using
weapon.
It since day one.
Yeah. Right. Ain't so happy to pull that out on somebody else for 2 seconds.
All right, so 7. Take a swipe at him. Obviously miss.
Okay. Oh no, you know you hit him because it's like 5 to hit, right? So anyway, you just like, oof, right? It just stops into his chest. Big burly guy in a jumpsuit or whatever, and you just like, you go to clock him, and the weight of the gun as it comes around, just your swing comes low and your golf swing there, and instead of hitting him in the head, the butt comes down to like just under the solar plexus and just goes whoop, and stops. And he just looks at you like it didn't really hurt.
And then, so that'll be like my standard.
Yep.
Then I'll just flip it over and actually point the business end at him.
Okay.
Behave. You know, that basically more to get his attention, like I'm super dangerous, than just like, walk past me, please.
Yeah, almost like you were just holding an arm out on his chest to go, hey, and then you don't want any of this, right? But it's kind of like, stops the big guy. What? Flips the big gun over. That's awesome. I love it. Okay. Intimidate.
And then, you know, remind him, behave yourself.
Sure. Persuasion. Sorry. Persuasion.
Persuasion.
Persuasion. So many games, so many rules. Yes?
If you've already used your standard action, you cannot intimidate. It is a full round action to make a persuasion check to a single creature.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'll let you hold.
That four.
I was going to say, I'll let you hold your roll. I got two here, a 4 and a 21, and you just like spam it.
You also take 10 on persuasion checks.
I keep double clicking on it, and it rolls twice. Okay. I got to stop doing that.
That's fine. We're a little rusty, so I'll give this to you, since Aiden's like really hot on the rules right now, which is a good thing. If you took 10, what would you get?
12.
Okay.
Persuasion's not really my thing.
Okay. Anyway, so like you said, if you want to, you're saying it now, but it will take effect, you know, into your next turn at the end, full round action, I think, if that's what you want to do. Okay. So a swing, a miss, and you know, get yourself ready for the big persuade. Where are we here? And that is... Oh, right. Now there's us. Okay, so I've matched and beat your grapple check guy on the side there, right?
Yep.
So, wanting our money back, boss is still talking and threatening or whatever, and a random bar guy, right? Because this is not... This associate to you, Ramageligar, is new. That's the best part, is like you had a hidden guy. You know what I mean? Like, these guys don't know the Gand is with you. He's like a buddy or a lackey. He's new meat. So... I just think I'm getting roughed up by some tough little Gan guy. Anyway, I take a nasty hit from Bug Guts here. Oh, freaking carapace. Oh, God. Right? So instead of fighting back, this guy takes it up a notch and like reaches into his tool belt and pulls out like a wrench, a club, right? And just whoosh, tries to...
Does that provoke?
Swinging a light weapon at you?
Reaching in and grabbing it.
Oh, going for the weapon? No, for a miss. If I was pulling a gun, yes. And even small pistols don't actually provoke, but just pulling out a melee weapon. Because otherwise, if the guy drew a sword...
Drawing a weapon does. It's firing a weapon where pistols don't provoke. But drawing it would provoke.
Oh, that's right, because it's the retrieval.
Yeah, so normally a ranged attack in combat would provoke, but pistols don't do that.
I think I better hand this game over to Aiden tonight. I'll just be the bad guy. So, Aiden...
my guy wants to pull out. Does that smoke make you?
Oh, just...
Look, I'm looking up 10 different rules, okay?
And I appreciate
Someone else handle this one.
It must be this hat. I thought it would help, but my rebel hat has just turned my brain to mush. I'm so used to being the Empire. What is your reflex?
You gotta wear a Vader shirt.
So, I am provoking. Joe, if you want to take a swing.
Okay.
But I am still going to swing at you, whether I take damage or not.
I rolled a 1.
Oh. That's a miss.
So he goes, but he takes a step back and he's got an arm up, kind of suspecting a wide swing. And you just happen to go high. So he leans back, pulls out the wrench, comes down on you with it. 14?
No.
Okay. So thinking I'm clever, blocking you, pulling it down, and then just like, you know, the poncho pops up underneath, right? We just see the poncho, like, distorting itself, right? We don't actually see. How do you fight a guy in a poncho? I can't see his hands. Damn it. It's just, you know. You ever see that scene in the new Karate Kid where he puts the kid behind the laundry sheet and then pokes at him with a stick and it's like, anticipate where it's going to come from, right? You just see this bug head and, like, the freaking poncho just. It's awesome. Best gift everyone ever got you. Totally destroying my guy's sense of. Fighting. Anyway, that's one guy. Zin smacks another guy and then turns the rifle on him. So I decide not to reach for my weapon, because it doesn't matter, he's intimidating. He did actually, as a move action, say, right, and now I just have the gun on him. So I'll give you that. But you know what I will do? I will move. I'll move to cover. I'm not just going to stand there and let you shove a gun in my face. He ducks down on the other side of the table. You know what I mean? I'm not saying, like, you don't have a target.
He spins the gun around. Ah!
Well, yeah, I'm not saying you don't see him. He just makes himself smaller. He tries to make himself a smaller target. The guy that's the what are you looking at guy just tries to intimidate the crowd. Stay back. It's not your business. And then we've got the guy in front of Ramagiligar, and he just goes for a grab. You know, like grab him for the boss. You know, there's always the two lackeys that try to grab the guy, and then the boss does his monologue, right? So the guy, the lackey in front of Ramagiligar tries to grab you. So with an 18 plus my mods, minus grab. So what is your reflex defense there, Ram? What do we got here? Ram. Reflex of 19. So these rough and tumble guys are, I'm not saying they're martial artists, but they have your, you know, they have their grapple and they have their kind of
feet. Yeah, he has to make an opposing check against.
Right.
Okay, so what do I need to roll?
That would be a raw attack, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so strength or dex.
There's a grapple button below your initiative.
Yeah, got it.
33. He goes to grab you. Three non-cigar holding hands just all go smack, 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 smack. And he's like, ah! slap him in the wrist like three times really fast. What the hell?
Okay. I have an incredible species bonus for grappling.
I can see that. It's like, I'm looking at it, it's like, is that plus 14?
Yes.
Oh, I'd hate to see you as a senior that wants a hug. There's no escaping that. Two canes and still two left for... Come here! Give old Ramagil a hug! Oh, Grandpa, get off me! But that's far, far in the future.
And if he's not using canes, he goes in for the dual cheek pinch.
Yeah, I know. It's just... Oh. Well, maybe your grandpa. That's why he's lying low in off-world. He actually has his parents and grandparents that are all pinch. A long line of cheek pinchers. Think about it. Gil comes from. So anyway, I try to grab you, I fail. And that leaves me the boss. I'm not doing things great, but I don't think I'm completely deterred. I'm just taking penalties. And I'm here for a reason, and my guys are... I'm not saying they're losing or winning, but... yeah.
It's good old Dust Bowl Planet bar fight.
Yep. No, he, you know... Actually, he calls you out. How about just you and me, Gil? Outside. No need to... And he looks around at his guys starting to kind of like... Well, they're not easily winning, right? What seemed to be easy has now kind of come to a standstill. Just you and me outside. We'll settle this like miners. The Baromir Mining.
Bandomir.
The Bandomir... You have no idea about the Baromir Mining Challenge, but you do know the Bandomir Mining Challenge.
On his honor as a digger.
That's right.
On his honor as a digger. So I will reach into my pocket.
Yeah.
And bring out the infamous cigar.
Okay.
And quietly light my cigar and draw a very large puff.
Yeah.
Let's go outside.
Okay. That took six rounds. Ryan arrived and killed everybody. It's just you. The window, in the slow motion, you know, they do that panoramic bullet time, and as he's slowly pulling a cigar, right, you just see the jetpack swoop in, there's all kinds of dust coming in, the droid opens fire from the window, right, the Gan grabs two guys, slams heads together, right, Frank shoots a guy, but the bullet goes through three people, because it's a freaking sniper rifle, point blank, right, Rahul jumps behind the bar, goes for the till, you know, and by the time you finish your cigar...
Seems legit.
Before you're finished a cigar, Poser's just intimidating the shit out of the boss, right? The boss is shaking from extra stuff that Aiden's done, you know, and he reluctantly agrees and goes out. Yeah. You guys think I'm kidding? No, seriously. Let's go back to the Bandomir challenge, okay? You accept the challenge. Gentlemen, there is prep time for this. Yep. This is not step...
I gotta start running my betting game.
Okay.
On the side.
Oh, yeah. These guys... pilot loaders. So think of Robo Wars, right? The big DZ first generation droids with the big loading clamps. Okay. They're not in it like in Aliens. It's a remote, you know, it's a remote droid. But it's like your digger against my digger kind of thing. And they beat the crap out of each other. And, you know, anyway, not only do you suffer the humiliation of having expensive equipment destroyed that's going to cost you a fortune to replace. Both combatants get to go to work tomorrow because they didn't beat on each other to make the money. So basically, he's looking to hurt you where it counts. in the pocketbook, because obviously this bar fight isn't going anywhere quickly, and thanks to Poser and everyone's quick thinking, we're not losing, but they're pretty quick to, you know, back down. So he switches it to, well, mano y mano, let's go. You agree? 30 parsecs later, Matt's got everyone gambling the whole place, you know, type of thing, and you're out there, you know, with your DZ loading droid. Anyway, you don't own one, so they provided you one, kind of thing. So if you wreck it, definitely got to pay for it. So I'm going to have, okay, we're going to run this the way gambling rules run. And so instead of having a knockdown, drag out droid fight, which would be awesome, okay, we're going to run this the way a gambling, you remember the gambling rules, Matt?
Vaguely, but I'm punching them up now. Okay, yep, I got them here.
Okay, so wisdom checks, because you have to third person control, and what's my best move? What's my intuition? Should I duck? Should I, you know what I mean? It's not a strength dex thing. It's a, what does my brain tell me to do? You know, that kind of thing. It's based on wisdom checks.
So as they get kind of squared away and get ready to go, I'll tell Rahal, I'll put 1,000 on the four-armed guy. I don't know him, but I've got some faith.
Okay.
You just stay quietly in the corner, the forehead of Poser just slamming into a table. Just...
I wanted to fight so bad. Speaking of our forces,
I wanted to stop the fighting. I just wanted to talk him down.
But hey,
draw blasters. We have to be aggressive.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? This is not a bad thing. They're doing sort of like a civilized duel where they still get their little bloodlust on. They get to smash some poor droid robots. It's secondary, you know, citizen type of thing. I mean, really, the only guy taking offense to it, switching to sort of like a slave unit droids is giggity, giggity. This shit ain't cool. Other than that, you know, it's just droid damage. So.
Gambling against other characters. I don't know if you wanted to use those rolls or if you wanted to use the, okay. So they both make a wisdom check.
Mm-hmm.
Different. If the difference is 1 to 4, it's break even.
Yep.
Go your separate ways. 5 to 9, half of the stake to the winner. 10 or more.
Right.
Lose it all. Entire stake to the winner.
So we're going to do this in rounds. It's like a 5-round combat, and the money carries over because everyone wants to see a good fight. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So basically, what Corey and I are going to do is Corey's going to click on his little wisdom check button with his +1 because he has wisdom of 12. And I'm going to roll my little dice here with Bob's modifier of and
minus one.
Yeah, mine. Make sure you're running a minus.
Unless... That's what I said. I was trying to mumble with the minus one. And we'll go to town. Are you ready, Corey?
And I have a talent that's going to add a gambler of +2.
Oh, so you get to add a +3. So when you do your wisdom check, right, when it asks for the input of modifier, you can add an additional 2.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so the rockin' sockin', you know, robot.
Loading, rock'em sock'em loading bots?
Yeah, I really wish I had the actual Star Wars, type of thing, but Star Wars begins, right? And just for fun, because it's not all my characters and stuff on my sheet, I will show you this raw, okay? So with my wisdom of 2 minus 1 is 1, I really just have a +1 mod. So, ready? The droids, we're all set up. Get the flag. There's that little disc-headed repair droid. Go, right? And then just these massive things just pick up... come at each other, grab each other, and just start, you know, like this thing. They've got loaders that look like flip-out blades on the bottom of their forearms, but they punch in, and they still have hands to grab things. And they have these things out, so they can poke and hold each other and push each other. They run into each other. Boom, boom, boom. Round one. Let's have your roll, Corey. I gave you 2, actually.
Oh, I double-clicked. So the first one would be a 4, plus the 2, which would be 6.
Okay. So this thing comes at you and it doesn't respond quickly, and he knows, you know, maybe something's rigged. This thing just launches itself at you with a 19, and so I got a +1 of 20. So the difference between 6 and 20 on the gambling 14, Matt, on the chart says
that's
what?
A loss. Lose it all, give entire stake to winner. But you said there's 5 rounds, right?
Yeah, but how badly each round you're losing does make. Okay, so.
Complete and utter loss.
Complete and utter loss. Okay, so your droid, like he gets in there and gets a sucker punch kind of thing and damages your droid, and your droid moves 1 down the condition track. So now you're at -1 for everything you do, because I got a clean hit in. Follow me?
Okay. Yep.
So, round two. I'll be nice. I'll let you keep that awesome second roll.
Okay, so that'd be a 19, so add the 2, so that'd be 21. Take away the minus 1 would be 20.
Right. And I roll 5.
Yeehaw!
My, how the tables have flipped.
Yeah. Oh, my apologies. I was looking at an earlier roll. I doubled a roll too. I got a 19, and now I've got a 9 and a 5, so I'm going to hold mine as well. So even with my 9, right, with my plus 1 is 10, so 20. So the 10 difference, Matt?
Still applies, yeah, 10 difference, complete and utter loss.
Okay, so you can recover your droid, back, get it to back off, it starts swinging, you see how this guy's using some kind of rush, you get your droid to duck under, use the forks, go for a leg, and this thing kind of leans on one side and you damage the leg really badly, and his droid is now at negative 1. Round 3.
Ooh, and the house gambling intensifies.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, is anyone else betting? Anyone else? Because at this point, we could have Merrick's there, and Haas is there, the Gand is there. Is anyone else?
Everybody from the bar.
Yep. Well, there's civilians, and there's his guy betting on him. But is there any players and characters looking to, lay down some cash before we get right into this? Well, I've got it even. It doesn't sound unfair.
I put a grand down. I'll drop another 500 on the forearms. That's as rich as I'm going to go.
Okay.
I'm curious to know what the odds are.
The miner is favored in the odds because he does it for a living, and I know you. So...
Yeah, Rahal's betting against you. I don't know if he said that earlier.
No, I'm not betting against him, but the odds favor the miner.
Okay.
Well,
if I'm running the house, I don't bet for or against anyone. I take the bets.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to put a grand down on myself.
Okay.
We're going to be cocky. We might as well be somewhat cocky.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, ladies, because he's a brand new character, because Corey, didn't buy any gear, he hardly has anything, he actually has cash. So, yeah, okay. All right. So, a grand on yourself, 1,500.
If I have that much cash.
No, yeah. You do have, it's pretty much gone now, but anyway, you bet yourself. Anybody else? I mean, Joe's got 2 characters. Nope. Nope. Merrick, you want to bet anything on?
No, thank you.
Okay. So, back to the fight at hand. I believe we were entering round 3. I'm holding my crap roll of 5, so Corey, with a negative 1, don't forget when you're all done. So if you just put the input at 1.
Okay, so 15, it's not giving me a chance to put an input. So 15, add the 2, take away 1, makes for 16.
Okay, so you beat me by 11. So again, you get a really solid hit.
Again?
Yep. So he's doing well, goes for the other leg, and now I'm at negative 2 for everything I do with my droid.
And the odds change.
Okay.
So instead of being a 4-1, now it's a 3-1.
Oh, okay. Nice. So if you can beat him early while the odds are high... Well, yeah, I guess if you could destroy, if we could get something that's like 15 or 20, like a serious width, then you get some kind of, you incapacitate the droid and completely, and it's like, oh, knockout, that kind of thing. We'll add that into the mix. Okay. So, with round 4.
Oh, that just, the original bets placed at the original odds stand at those odds, but now that.
Yeah, if anyone wants to jump in
the other
on,
way,
yeah,
anybody
yeah.
who wants to come in and yeah. feel free to add NPCs to bet in this because it's not
it's
profitable. If I just take the money from the players,
these guys are mudball morons. They're just like, oh, let's bet. A long drawn out card game they'd be into, but like a fight thing, they'd be out on one boxer, as it were, and they sit there with the ticket going, come on, and scream at the droid. Even though it's the guy controlling the droid, these guys are like screaming at the droid to do better. Right. Ooh. I mean, imagine a head turning sideways, right? And its whole body is not controlled by itself, just by the master. And the head is like, "You talking to me?" Like, I have no, the droid's like, "Why are you yelling? I've got no control." That kind of thing. Anyway, so round 4. I'm at par now because I'm at negative 2 as well. 11.
So 16.
Oh, so only 5 difference. How are we doing there?
5-9 is that's half stake to winner, so it's not a complete and utter win, but it is a win.
Okay, so you don't damage him, right? But I will give you a +2 to the next round because you're getting the upper hand with the momentum. The droids are struggling, you know, and it's not enough to damage it, but I'm losing as in, like, you know, you're going to get a bonus to get in. I'm like, it's getting defensive. You know, he's doing some defense moves, that kind of thing. So, final round. With me at negative two, rolling on par, and with Ramagiligar now rolling at plus three again?
Would be a plus three, yes.
Okay, so the wisdom, the plus one you get from your natural wisdom of 12 is already in the roll. It's baked in. So you don't have to, like, add an extra one there. You are at negative one, and then I just gave you two, and you had the other two. Bonus, yeah. Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Okay.
What you got?
Oh, now he's getting cocky. Don't get cocky. 18.
Oh, my. Let's see what we got.
Nine.
Ooh, nine plus three is a 12. I think it's a good time to spend a force point.
Oh, you bastard. He's catching on, ladies and gentlemen. He's catching on quick.
Okay. So does that give me a re-roll?
It gives you a D6.
Yeah, add a D6 to your roll.
Yeah.
So add a D6 to the roll that I've already got?
Yeah, so roll a raw D6 off of the dice roller.
Okay, so where
on the left, there's a column.
There is a force point button on your character sheet.
Oh, yeah, there is too. Yeah, I keep forgetting.
So...
Is that what you guys usually use?
Remember to subtract. That's what I do. Remember to subtract.
Yeah, your seven goes down to... Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So five.
Okay, so...
I had a 9, a 12, so that gives me a 17.
So with my 18, we're like on top of each other. There's no... Yeah. So it looks like he's
got... break even.
Yeah, he looks like, I'm going to come around. I was on the defensive, and then it's like, I get in there, and he goes and swings, and he parries with one, and he gets the droid hand to actually grab the brace that comes down, and then they're, like, locked for a minute, and now they're just struggling. So there's no decisive winner at the moment. So we go into, you know, a bonus round. Now, for some reason, my thing spammed a bunch of rolls, so I'm stuck using them. 13, Corey, with my...
The tension builds.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see.
So what do you got? And so, you don't get that additional plus two because now we're locked. So you're back down to negative one for the damage and whatever bonuses, right? So I think you're just at like regular plus two because you're gambling mods.
Yeah. So it'd be a nine, whatever it is. It'd be plus two minus one. So I'm just adding one.
Right. So I've got Ramagil. That's charisma. You want wisdom?
Oh, sorry.
So charming.
Oh, thankfully.
Are you blowing kisses down the line at him?
Whoa, look at that! 19!
19. Total?
Yes, 18.
Yeah.
Take away the 1 is 17, plus 2 makes 19.
Okay. So, basically, a good 5 on top of my 13.
Yep, that gives him the win.
Okay. So, you don't damage the droid, luckily. Because that could happen, right? You manage to push it back, and then push it down, and that damaged leg begins to buckle. It doesn't fall off, but the hydraulic malfunctions, and you manage to push him down to a kneeling position.
And the crowd goes wild!
Yep.
Nice.
Anyway, so you have him down. You have the sort of, like, you can win. You have a finishing move, something you want to do?
I gotta be careful, because I don't want to damage this droid.
Well, you could just lift a leg and kick it over and let it go, and the droid falls back on its ass, and yeah, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't mind anything. Let's do that.
Throw it at the guy and kill half the crowd. I mean, that would be our move.
No, we're not gonna do that. We're just gonna lift up a foot, plant it in his chest, and give it a good shove over.
Okay. And the crowd goes nuts.
A teabag for good measure.
I like it. Yeah, you know what? Let's do the Call of Duty teabag.
You don't have to fall that low, but you know what could happen, right? You're so excited, you put the controller down, and Zim scoops it up and just... you swagger over, and you're collecting this money, right? And, like, it's almost like you've left the droid in teabag mode, and there's Zim just, like, you know, the droid's crouching. You know.
I like that even better. I'll just put my foot in the chest and... Throw the controller down and go over to collect my cash.
Yeah, and Zin, you want it to happen that bad? You just scoop it up and...
perfect, yeah. Pick it up and kind of mess with it. What happens if I do this? Grab a sticky note real quick.
Yeah, 5 minutes later, people are pouting, collecting money, right? You see the droid sitting on its haunches, legs up, doing that dog butt drag, but the other droid's under it, and it's just dragging it down the street. Like, you know, Zin's just having... I think I broke it. Just goes off into the sunset and falls over. And we will see you next time on We Shot First Galactic droid battles. Dun dun dun. Say goodnight, Zin.
It's the tournament of teabags. Good night, everybody. That I want my 1500 credits.
I have you now.